Chazoch HaNefesh is Mutar Ad Yontif, and let's say it's dark in the house and I want to take a candle and light the candle from an already existing flame, that's Havor L'Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. Or the Mishnah said before that if you're cold and you have logs and you want to put the logs in the furnace and burn the logs in order to keep warm, that's only to be madlik as a esh from an already existing esh. But to be madlik esh mechadish is not permissible. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? Alam gimel and base. The malacha derais of havara doesn't make a difference whether you strike a match and you create the flame or you throw fuel into the flame. Some people think the Torah was given in the Stone Age when they had to rub stones together, and that's why the Torah prohibited havara. Even in the Stone Age, if you already have a fire and you throw a piece of paper in, that's the same malacha of havara. Is rubbing the stones together. So why does it make a difference? The Gemara says, "Kamaylid biyantuf." What's wrong with maylid biyantuf? So the Rambam writes on his Gemara because he could have done it in the erev yantuf. Wow, what is that all about? So it sounds a little bit like the Gemara we had before about the machshira echal nefesh and machlegs habiyudin achachamim. Whether it's mutar or not, even Rabbi Yehuda holds machshira echal nefesh is mutar and yantuf. That's only. And see, Epshalasim is Bod Yom. Whenever the Machshim is Epshalasim is Bod Yom, then you're not allowed to do it Menatar on Yontif. So the Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph explain that that only applies to Machshirin, it doesn't apply to Echol Nefesh Mamish. And we had the Rav Yoh disagreed with Tosfos. The Rav Yoh sort of was defending Rashi. The Mishnah says, Ain't Sodim is Sodogim and Abib with Yontif, beginning of Ain't Sodim. You're not allowed to go hunting on Yontif, even though Echol Nefesh is Mutar, why is it also? So Rashi says, because Epshalas is Mibod Yom. So Tosfos Tainis against Rashi, even Epshalas Mibod Yom. That's only a condition in Machshirin. There is no such limitation in Echol Nefesh Mamish. So the Pnei Yeshua quotes the Megina Shloimai, who defends Rashi. That's the whole Megina Shloimai. He always defends all the Rashis from Tosfos Kashis. Megina Shloimai says, Rashi meant me the Rabban. That's the Poshup Shad in Rashi. And the Rav Yoh understood, no. That just like you have the Pasuk by Machshirin. And the Pasuk distinguishes between Epshalas Mod Yom, the Epshalas Mod Yom, so that applies to Echol Nefesh. So that's not the generally accepted opinion. Here the Rambam writes that it's Epshalas Mod Yom. So that's an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabban. So there's a Taz in Hilchas Yontif, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, you're not allowed to strike a match. So the Taz in Hilchas Yontif thinks that according to the Rambam, it'll be an Issa Deraisa. The Pashta says that it's not so, even according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, Poshup Shat Moilid, there's a new Issa Derabbanon HaMoilid. There are 39 of his malachas and there's a 40th malacha that's called Moilid. So according to Rashi, that's for sure only Midirabbanon. The whole gist of the Lama Tess of his malachas is that's how the Rabbanon Shalom created the world, and Zeichel Ibriya Shemayim Varis, we shouldn't do creative activity. And if you're going to do a Moilid to make something that looks as if you made something Yesh Meayin, that's also Midirabbanon because it sounds like a malacha, it's a creative act. So according to Rashi, it's Moilid, the Poshup Shat Zicha Moilid is only the Rabban. But even according to the Rambam, that he says the reason why you're not allowed to strike the match on Yontif, because the Epshalas Mod Yom, the Poshup Shat, all the Achrenim disagree with the Taz, they don't think that it's an Issa Deraisa. So even according to the Rambam, it's only an Issa Derabban. It's Nagei Alocha L'maisa, whether it's Deraisa Derabbanan, Tosfos in Gittin, Chesam and Beis, quotes the Gemara in Erevin, that there was a Bris Milo on Shabbos, Milo Bizman on Shabbos, and in the days of the Gemara, they used to bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris to make sure that to prevent infection. So, all of the water spilled out. They had no warm water, so they couldn't do the bris milo. So, to cook up water on Shabbos is called machshire milo. So, you're not allowed to we pass machshire milo. You're not allowed to be machal Shabbos only for milo itself. Machshire milo is also. But there was a different apartment where they had hot water, but there was no eruv echatzer. So, the prohibition of carrying from the other apartment to this apartment was only Midir Rabbanan. It was all one big Rishus HaYochid. There were mechitzas, but there was no, they hadn't put away the Bax HaMatzahs. There was no Eruv HaTzeres. So the carry in Achatz HaShenim Urevis is only the Rabbanan. So the Yesta Nochri, the carry. So the Gemara says that the Shluz B'Makam Milo is Mut. So Tosfos in Gittin, Chesam and Beis has two opinions. What if it's Shluz D'Shluz B'Makam a different mitzvah? Maybe only Milo, because Milo B'Zman is Dech HaShabbos. Milo is more chomer than most mitzvahs. So maybe Yeshua's the shoes on the mutter, maybe other mitzvahs not. So the maskana of Taisa said that it's mutter. That's the way we accept in Shulchan Aruch. Yeshua's the shoes, but mitzvah is mutter. There are more quotes, the Balu Iter and Hilchas Erev Shabbos, that even Amir Lenochri on a deraisa is mutter, but makam mitzvah. He recommends you shouldn't follow that opinion. That Gemara in Gittin, Chesam Adveis, that says that They permit Amir Lanochi, ask the Nochi to write to sign on the document for the purpose of purchasing the karka from a Nochi. Even though it's a Amir Liakum on a deraisa, so that's a unique het, a special het because Yisha Be'er itself is not that it's Mamok and many mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs you have to have a Shvuz Dishvuz. So that's the Shiloh over here. Let's say a person forgot to set the Shabbos clock for Yontif and the lights are off. He's going to be eating in the dark in the dining room. So he's not allowed to turn on the lights. We assume that that's also. Can he ask a Nochri to turn on the lights? So most of the poskim don't accept the Taz. The overwhelming majority of the Achrenim hold, even according to the Rambam, it says that the reason why it's also is not because Moilid, I don't know what he does with the Gemara, maybe he had a different gear, so he says because he could have done it in the Erev Yontif. It doesn't mean that it's an Issa Deraisa. It's only the Rabbanim. So if I would do it myself, it would only be an Issa Derabbanim. So if I ask a Nochri to turn on the electric lights, that would be a Shvuz de Shvuz, but Maka Mitzvah. Shvuz de Shvuz, Maka Mitzvah, he too, yeah. The Poshib Shat in the Gemara is that it's because of Moilid. Moilid, we have another Gemara, Shabbos Nun Aleph on the base, a famous Gemara, the end of the Perik, the end of the Perik, Bamet Tomnim. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to take snow, crush it in your hand to melt it, to make it into liquid. So there's a machlokes Rashi in the Rama Manad Gemara. So Rashi says because of molded, Poshim Shat Rashi, because of molded, because the snow or the ice is now, ice cubes, whatever, is now in the solid state, you're going to melt it, you're going to make it in a liquid state. So it's like a Panam Chadoshes Baalakan, you change the structure of the Chayfetz. So that's like molded Dabba Chadosh Datsos. So that's an Issa de Rabbana. The Rama learns a totally different Shat in the Gemara. And the Shulchan Aruch writes it like the Rambam, that just like you're not allowed to squeeze out grapes, that's told at the dosh, the Gemara says, squeezing out grapes is told at the dosh. Dishes, you're detaching the oichel from the psoilus, but it's still murev together. And here, you're detaching the oichel from the mashke, squeezing the mashke out. It's mashke abolot toch oichel, ko oichel dami, so you're just detaching oichel, that's uchla difras. If you have a challah and you cut it in half, that's not the disha. You're separating oichel from oichel. But if you separate oichel from mashke, that's mechubit together. Or oichel from psoilus, that's mechubit together. So that's disha. So the Rambam says that when you squeeze the snow to melt it, it looks like disha. It's like Amar Zayin, a told up disha mid the Rabban. So could be, according to the Rambam, he never has a din of molded. The Gemara talks about molded reach. The begotten, let's say you pour perfume. A woman puts perfume on her begotten. The Gemara says you put an esrig on the fuzzy stuff in the esrig box. So you molded, the esrig wasn't there before, so you molded reach in the fuzz. So molded reach is an isa. So molded reach probably is mesaken mon. And the beged, that the dress is better, you enhance the significance of the dress if you put perfume on, if it has a good smell. So molded reach is like a tikkun mon in the thing. But it is there such a malocha, in addition to the lamates malocha, the 40th malocha of the Rabbanan, a molded to create something new. So Rashi there in Shabbos learns Pashab Shat molded. The Rashbo there in Shabbos, and the Rashi quotes Rishonim who understood Rashi differently. Not mitam molded, but rather nolad. Nolad is a form of muktzah we had on that base. So this is like a panim chadashes bo'olakan. In the beginning of Shabbos, it was snow, and now it changes its form and it becomes liquidy. So that's a muktzah nolad. So a whole arichah is how the Rishonim understood Rashi. But the way we have the Rashi, it doesn't sound like he's talking, the Rashi in Shabbos doesn't sound like he's talking about muktzah of nolad. He's talking about a new malachim of the Rabbanan of molded. Pasha pshat is that Rashi has enough. Two more malachas, minatar, the 39 malachas, them in the Rabbanan, there's molid, to create or to destroy. We assume matter cannot be created nor destroyed, you can only change the form from one form to the other. But it looks as if you can create or destroy, so if you create something new, you destroy something, so Rashi holds, that's also an issa. That's the Rashi, Chav Zayin on the base, on Chalat Meya. So Rashi's opinion is that if you have Chalat Meya, it's not absolutely necessary to burn it. If you feed it, if you dispose of it, if you feed it to Behemoth coin, you get rid of it. A coin is not permitted to eat challah tameya. He's Jewish. He's a coin, so it's an isa. The Behemoth coin is allowed to eat challah, and Behemoth is not muzer on isurim, so the Behemoth can eat challah tameya. So Rashi holds, if you dispose of the challah tameya by feeding it to Behemoth coin, that doesn't pose a problem. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. The Mishnah says the Chalat Tmei is Muktzah. So Rashi asks, why is it Muktzah? You can feed it to the Behemoth Koyin. So Rashi says, no, you're not allowed to, because that's a malacha. Rachmana achshade lahava rasam. So it sounds from Rashi as if feeding it to the Behemoth's Koyin constitutes a malacha deraisa of Havara. It's very strange. Constitutes a malacha deraisa of Havara. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. They never heard of such a thing. I said, why is it chala tmei muktzah? Why can't you feed it to the Behemoth's Koyin? So he says, no, there's a Gemara about Mamadlik, and the Gemara says, Kishem Shemitza Lisrev, is Hakot Meshenitmo, Kach Mitza Lisrev, is Hatrum Meshenitmo. In fact, Tosfos there in Shabbos and about Mamadlikin, and that Daf Chafei, Tosfos has two opinions. Kishem, if you have Truma, if you have Kachem Shenitmo, that's a mitzvah deraisa, Bakodesh Baish Tisarev. Is this also Kishem Shemitza Lisrev, just like it's a mitzvah deraisa, to burn Kachem Shenitmo, Kach Mitza Lisrev? It's a trumah shenitmes. It's a mitzvah min haTorah, or it's only a mitzvah the Rabbanan. It's a Tosfos and Shabbos has 2 days, but if you're going to feed it to Behemoth's Koyin, you're not yotze the mitzvah. You have to daf kedus reif. So Tosfos says if you have food that's also bano, let's say chametz bepes also bano, so it's muktzah. You can't. It has no hishtamshes at all. It's absolute junk. So if you have challah tmei, you can't eat it. You can't give it to a goy to eat. You can't give it to Behemoth's Koyin. You have to burn it. So if you have food, it's like chametz bepesach, chasmanah. If you have basa b'cholav, it's also banah. So it's going to be muktzah, has no ishtamsh. So that's what Tosfos says. And Rashi came up with this new info, that you're not allowed to, if it would be a weekday, you would be able to feed it to Behemoth's Koyin. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to, rachmona achshadei lahava rasan. So it sounds from Rashi that it's a malacha deraisa of havor. So the Pnei Yeshua, psochem, dafem, and beis, asks a kasha. A lot of achronim ask the kasha. The Rashash has it, yeah, I think the Rashash, the Maritz Chais. Here on Beitza, they also ask the same kash. The Gemara Psochim on Hey Amid Aleph quotes a braisa where Rabbi Akiva is proving that Pshat and the Pasuk Achba Yom Rishon Tashbisa Sormi Batechem doesn't mean the first day Pesach you destroy the chametz. If you're going to HaTorah, the Rabbi Akiva's lashon is, how can you say you burn the chametz on the first day Pesach? If you're going to burn the chametz, tashbisil means you're going to burn it. The Gemara says, "Amarovish ma'amin amid the Rebbe Kiva plus." You see from the Brisa of Rebbe Kiva that he holds three shittas. Number one, ain't be a chametz ala b'sreifel. So Rebbe Kiva says, if you're going to be the pasuk kid pshuto, but yamarish means the first day yontav, you burn the chametz, you have to burn it, so you'll be in violation of a malacha of haror. So the Pnei Yeshua is bothered with the Pnei Yeshua and the other Acharim bothered with Akasha. But if it would have been Hashbasas b'chol dovor, then Rabbi Kiva would not have, there wouldn't be any proof that Yom Rishon doesn't mean the first day Pesach. It really means Erev Pesach. It's only a proof because there ain't be a chametz al b'sreifo. So if you're going to burn the chametz on the first day Pesach, you'll be in violation of Malacha. Matzina lahavar shi'ab Malacha. So the Acharim are bothered, but according to Rashi and Chav Zayin and Beis, the Rachmana achshavei lahavarosam, if you have to dispose of something when you get rid of it, even if you get rid of it by feeding it to the Behemoth's Koyin, if you eat food, you're not getting rid, you're eating the food. But if you have the mitzvah to destroy something, you fulfill the mitzvah to destroy it by feeding it to Behemoth's Koyin, or by, let's say, taking the chametz and mefarib zola ruach amatalaya, but you destroy the chametz by doing that, then there should also be a malacha. So how did the Gemara see from Rabbi Akiva that he holds Ein B'Yacham Mitzal B'Sreifo and that Matzina La'Avor Shi'ab Malacha, and that was his proof that B'Yom Rishon has to mean Erev Pesach, it can't mean the first day Yontif, even if Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Dov, but it'll also be Rachman Achshavei La'Avor Asim. That's the Kasha that Achreinim is. So some of the later Achreinim say it's not a Kasha. This Rashi that he has over here and other places also, the Rashi says on Chav Zayin Mebeis, Rachman Achshavei Lahavarosan, it's a malach in the Rabbanan, it's not a malach in the Torah. Tosfos Tainus again, Rashi, they don't know what he's talking about. So the Pashto says that Rashi meant it's a malach in the Rabbanan. In the Torah, you have Lamates malach. In the Rabbanan, they added out another two malachas. If you create anything or if you destroy anything, we know that matter cannot be created nor destroyed, you can only change the form. But if you change the form in a significant fashion, then it looks like Moilid. And sometimes it'll look like destroying. So that's the issa. It's an issa to create something, an issa to destroy. That's only an issa de Rabban. The Gemara has a din on Lamed Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara quotes a din. If an animal, a cow, falls down a staircase and it got injured. So that normally, when you shecht an animal, you just have to check if there are any sirchas on the lungs. The Rambam in the beginning of Chulin says, because sirchas on the lungs is a miyut hamotzu. All of the rov behemis k'sheri saying, the treifas is only a miyut, way less than 50%, but the sirchas on the lungs, the miyut hamotzu, so that you have to be bodik. But other treifas, you don't have to be bodik. But over here, if the animal fell down a flight of stairs, so then you have to check to make sure that there are no ribs that cracked, and if the rib cracks, it may have made a puncture in the lungs. There shouldn't be any nekev in the lungs. Usually you don't have to check for that, but here you do. So the Gemara has a shayla, you're permitted to shecht such a behemah on yontif. Eichon nefesh is mutter, you're shechting a behemah, there is a miut behemah, so treifus. It may turn out that it's a treifah, you can't eat it. It may turn out it won't be eichon nefesh. But we go basarayv, when you shecht the behemah, you say a bracha. Not only if you shecht 100 behemahs, you know for sure the bracha is going to be chal on one of them. Rashi's opinion is that you say a bracha even if you shecht the behemah treifa, because the shechit is mitar m'day nevela. They quote Rashi in Yeridei, but we don't pass him like that. We pass him. Only say a bracha ala shechita if you shecht in gokosha behemah. If you know in advance that it's a treifa, you don't shecht. So how do you ever say a bracha and may turn out to be a treifa? The answer is you go basarayv. Even if you only shecht in one behemah, you go basarayv. So that's what the Gemara says over here. You're permitted to shecht on yontif, even though there's a miut of behemoths that are treifas. You go basarav, you assume it's not going to be a treifa. But if it fell down a flight of stairs and it didn't require, it has to be shor meisleis, has to survive for 24 hours, and then you have to be boidik later. So that's what the Gemara says, that's not right. It's not right to shecht it on yontif because you have already a latest asafik, may be a treifa. So the Shaksari has a tshuva where he discusses based on this Gemara, by us, even if the animal didn't fall down a flight of stairs, we're not so bucky like they were in the days of the Gemara. They knew which sirchas are treifa, which sirchas are not treifa. We're not such bikim. So we are machmer a lot on sirchas. Even sirchas that nikra din are really a mutter, we're machmer on them. So we have a more significant percentage of behemoths are treifas than used to be in the days of the Gemara. Because over the years, we're not bikim, but bedikas ha-sirchas. So that's where the Shagasai raises a question. Maybe the Manazeh, you shouldn't be allowed to shecht on Yanta because it's a higher percentage of behemoths may turn out to be a treifa. That's the Shagasai wrote Bizmanazeh when he lived. Shagasai lived in the 1700s, same time as the Vilna Gaon. But Bizmanazeh, that we have refrigeration, the Pashtus is that it could be that it's an Issa deraisa to shecht on Yanta because the Ramban and Niran, the beginning of Perek Ein Sodom, ask the question, they deal with the question that Tosfos spoke about on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. How come Ein Sodom dogim mit Abim and beyond? How come there's a Peres HaNoshim, Ashkel Shazov, where you're not allowed to eat Yontav and on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the Peres HaNoshim that fell off in the tree, not allowed to drink the Ashkel Shazov? Why not? Gzer Hashem Yischo. And what's wrong with Yischo? Gzer Hashem Yalav Yitlish. What's wrong Yalav Yitlish? Everything is Eichel Nefesh. Everything should be Mutter. So Tosfos gave their shita. So the Ramban and the Ran have a machlokes. When is Eichel Nefesh Mutter? When obviously the Heter Eichel Nefesh doesn't apply to everything. So the Ramban holds that there are restrictions min haTorah, that not all Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. And the Ramban explains what he's talking about. The Ran says, I don't know what in the world the Ramban is talking about. The Ran says he doesn't understand how the Ramban can split and say that the malach of tochen is sometimes an isa deraisa and sometimes heter gomer. The Mishnah says at the end of the first parak in Beitzah that there are certain spices that you're permitted to do tchina on yontif. If it's mefik tam, if you would do the tchina on erev yontif, so then you're allowed to do the tchina on yontif. And the Ramban says so that's heter gomer to do the tchina on yontif. Then the Ramban says if you're going to grind wheat to make flour, that's a malach of deraisa on yontif. So the Ran says, how can it be? The same malach of tochen, sometimes it had the gom, sometimes it isa deraisa. What is he talking about? So the Ran thinks the whole thing is only the restrictions. Ain't sodom dogim and shem yalavi. Everything, it's all the rabbanon, it's not an isa deraisa. That's why it's a problem. You say, peres anoshim, mashik shazov, you're not allowed to eat, because there is shem yalavi itlush, but if yalavi itlush is only the rabbanon, then the mashik shazov and the peres anoshim should be exeril exeril. That's why, that's perhaps what motivated the Ramban to assume that you're dealing with a malacha deraisa over here, not an isa derabban. But the Ran holds that all the restrictions are only midirabban. Whatever normally you do, there's man orach, you shouldn't do an yontav, you should have done an erev yontav. And the Ramban holds that this is a distinction on the level of deraisa. So be'emes, if you read the Ramban, what is it over here? The Melchamis, I think. Read the Machamis, the beginning of Ein Sod, and he explains what he said. If Ran somehow didn't pick up on it. Yeah, the Machamis over here on Daf Yud Gimel on the base. He has the Lashonis. He writes what he wrote on Chumash. The Ramban on Chumash says the Lashon of the Pasuk is different. The Issa Malacha on Shabbos Yontav is not the same. On Shabbos it's an Issa Malacha, and on Yontav it's an Issa Malacha Sabayda. Malacha is Mut, only Malacha Sabayda is also. What's the difference between Malacha and Malacha Sabayda? So the Ramban has a Lashon here in the Machamis. It's a takeoff on the Gemara Masech Shabbos. The Gemara says that sometimes Borer is Mutter on Shabbos, it's Borer Echel Mitab Pseudos Meat Beat is Mutter, why is it Mutter? So there are different opinions in the Rishonim. So some Rishonim say that Borer is only Yasser, Borer La Oitzer. That's the definition, that's the description of the Malach, Borer La Oitzer. But if you do Echel Mitab Pseudos Meat Beat, that's not called Borer La Oitzer. And other Rishonim say, no, not the description of the Malach is Borer La Oitzer. The Malach is Borer, but if you do it Derech Achila, so then it's muta. How can you say that derech achilah is an issur? The Torah says you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. So that's what's similar to that pshat, the borech and the tapsil is miyad miyad is muta, because derech achilah is similar to that. The Gemara talks about tochein on Shabbos. So the Rishonim raise a question. Let's say I have a knife and a fork. The Gemara says tochein is not only, the Gemara says in Shabbos, tochein is not only violated if you grind something up, dak dak, like flour. If you make very thin slices, it's also tochein. So the Rishonim raised the question, so what if you have a piece of chicken, piece of meat, and you're cutting? So you have to make dafka fat pieces, you can't make very thin pieces. So we are machmer on that. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Sefer Yireim as machmer, you should make sure you make big chunks, you shouldn't make small pieces. And Tosfos disagrees with the Yireim. Tosfos holds that if the food that you're cutting is roi l'achila, so you can cut it even dak dak. Why is it mutter? So some Rishonim say, because it's derech achila. Just like Borech and Metech Pselus Me'ad Be'ad, whatever's Derech Achila is Mutter. So if it's Mutter by Borech, it's Mutter by Tochen, it's Mutter by all the Malachas. So similar to that idea that some Rishonim hold the Malacha Shabbos, whatever's Derech Achila can't be labeled as a Malacha. So the Ramban coins a term over here. The Ramban and the Macham is the beginning of Ein Sod. He has an expression, whatever's Derech Suda. Ayanta, whatever's Derech Suda is not called Malacha Saboid. It is a Malacha, but it's not Malacha Saboid. And on Chumash, the Ramban explains. The husband gives his wife flour and he expects the wife to make challah and to make cake and cookies. So Melisha v'yelach, that's what the balabasta does soon before they're about to eat the meal. She kneads the dough on a weekday, on a regular Thursday night. So the wife is home and the wife kneads the dough and she has fresh challah to eat or fresh cake and cookies to eat for supper. But would the husband give his wife kernels of grain and tell the wife you grind it and make flour? No, usually has the avodah. Would the husband tell his wife you cut off the tvua? No, that normally you do that to Zman Merubah. The same as the Ran said, whatever you do to Zman Merubah, they ask it Mirabbanan. So the Ramban says, whatever is normally done to Zman Merubah, the Palabasta doesn't do that. That's what the avodim do. The avodim do the ktsira. The avodim do the tchina. And then you have a sack of flour in the apartment. The wife says she's running low on flour. Then the husband, either he does it or he gets the avodim. That's called Malacha Savoidim. Malacha Savoidim is what you would have the avodim do. But whatever the balabasta does in the kitchen, derech sudo, so that's true, it's a malacha, and on Shabbos all malacha is asa, but you can't call it Malacha Savoidim. So that's what the Ramban distinguishes on the level of deraisa, to grind up, to do tchina on kernels of grain, on wheat, to make flour out of it. That's normally done as mamrube, that's an isa deraisa if you do it on yontif. But if you do tchina on tablin, on yontif, there's going to be mefik tam, so that's normal to do it right before the meal. So that's called derech suda. That's the Ramban coined an expression, that whatever is derech suda is by definition not considered malacha savoida, it's malacha, and only malacha savoida is also on yontif. So the shayla is bizman hazeh. Let's say a couple is married, the husband is a sheikhet. Does he ever shecht on yontif? His wife wants a fresh chicken. Even the guy who's a sheikhet, nobody shechts on yontif. We have refrigerators. In the days of the Shagas Hag, there were no refrigerators. So the Shagas Hag is only concerned that bizman hazeh, we have such a high percentage of treifas, because we're machma more than in the days of the Gemara, so maybe just like nefula, just like in the days of the Gemara, if the animal fell down a flight of stairs, The Gemara said shouldn't shecht it because there's a higher likelihood that it's going to be a traitor. You have to be baitik it. So the Shagazari said maybe it shouldn't be allowed to shecht if there's a high incidence of sirchas by behemoths. Yeah, but by us, even chickens, but you don't have to check any sirchas at all. No, a very little percentage of treifas, even if the husband is a shechet, nobody shechts right before you're about to eat. The balabasta wants to serve chicken for supper, so he's going to ask her husband, please shecht the chicken today. She's going to take out a chicken from the freezer. Nobody shechts right before you're about to eat. So today, according to the Ramban, it should come out that it should be anisa deraisa to shecht on yontif. Now that we have freezers, and nobody normally does it right before. It's not derech suda, even if the husband is a shechet. It's not considered derech suda. There is a braisa on Lamedala. Now the Gemara quotes two braises. One is a Tosefta, the braise, Echad maybe is a word, Echad maybe is a Eitzim, Echad maybe is a Kedera, and so on. So Kulam Chayom. The other braise is Kulam Pturim, except for the Achron. So the Gemara says, whether Hebius or Eish Tchilo or not. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Marshal that it says Kulam Pturim, so usually Potter means Potter Avalos. That's the Gemara in the second daf in the Shabbos, daf Gimel. Shmuel, whenever it says potter in the Mishnah, is here it's a braisa, it's not a Mishnah. Whenever it says potter Mishnah, it means potter Avalos, except for three cases where it says potter means potter or mutter. So the Marshal is Madaik over here, he says, Kulam Pturim is potter Avalos. Why is it also? What did I do? It's Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Havara. You're not allowed to do Bishul. So I know that someone wants, let's say I know a Nochri wants to do Bishul. There's no lifnei iver if I help the nochri do bishul on Shabbos. So it says if I'm going to bring a pot and he's going to pour the water in the pot, he's going to make the fire. I'm potter avalos. I'm not allowed to bring the pot. I'm not allowed to bring the tripod. Why is it potter avalos? Because the pot that you're cooking is muktzeh klisha malach taliyisa, and the tripod is a klisha malach taliyisa. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's also because of grama. He thought that it's also because of Grama. That's a Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Chof and Aleph, where the Mishnah talks about there's a fire in the house, so you're not allowed to do Kibbuy on Shabbos. But it's always a Melach HaShem Tzvich L'Gufa, so it's usually you're not interested in using the Pecham, you want to save the house, shouldn't burn down. So the Mishnah says, Mokam Gleiko, you're permitted to do Kibbuy, Ayidei Grama. Gram Kibbuy is Mutam, so the Ramo quotes the Mordechai that Gram Kibbuy is mutam and atara osam and the Rabbanon. So b'makom gleiko we make them. If it's not b'makom gleiko, b'makom chayla, then we would say the grama would be osam. So grama means I set up a system whereby a lot of classical poskim translate the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosid quotes this, and he works with this definition. The grama means I set up a system that the malacha is not going to occur immediately; it's going to be lachazman. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that definition. He didn't know who the author of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosid was. He thought it was somebody Akivinik. So he didn't know who it was. A holy tzaddik. So he didn't know who it was. So he said he has the wrong definition, doesn't know what he's talking about. But he quotes it from major poskim and said like that. He didn't like that definition. He said a malacha lachazman is a malacha deraisa, but it means if you harness a koch acham yorba that's here already now, that's a malacha deraisa. Zari v'roch misayaitai. That koach acham yorba is a malacha deraisa. But if I do a pu'ula now and it's soif chamalav, it's soif tzinalavai, the koach acham yorba is going to tick, is not going to kick in till later. So then it's called grama. So that's awesome of the rabban. That's what the Ramah quotes in Mordechai. That's awesome of the rabban. So one could have argued the point and said by medvar mamoyim, when is it grama awesome rabbanon? I did a pu'ula now and I know it's going to be by itself automatically. It's going to be soif chamalav, soif tzinalavai. The fire is moving to, I put buckets of water, and the buckets of water can't do anything because the water is contained. When the fire is going to come, the containers are going to crack because of the heat, and then the water will be able to extinguish the fire. But as it stands now, I didn't harness any koach acham yorba. The fire is burning there and the water is over here. I didn't do anything yet. It's going to come out later. So it's going to be a malocha lachazman. You can't say I'm harnessing a koach acham yorba and getting it to do the work. The koach acham didn't begin to function yet. So that's soif chamalov, soif tzinalov. So that's grama. So one could argue that point by medvar mamurim, when you say there's a nisa the rabbanon of grama, it's going to happen automatically. Well, what if I put a pot and I know that the next one is going to come is a nachri, and the nachri is going to put in food and he's going to do the maisa. You attribute the maisa. You say I'm a grama on the bishul that the nachri is going to do. He's going to do the maisa. I'm not a grama. So that's the chiddush that the Magen Avraham quotes the Marshal. on this braisa, the Gemara says kulam p'turim patur abalasa. That's also called grama. That's also asmat rabbanim. Wow, amir liyakum. If he asks anochri to do an isif, amir liyakum is also because it's a grama. We say it's worse than a grama, but it's also going to be a grama. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that, let's say anochri wants to take a photograph on Shabbos, and he asks me, could you please pose for the photograph? I'm not doing anything. He just asked me I should stand still. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that posing for a photograph is grama, and you're not allowed to pose for a photograph. We once had over here at this, before this building was put up, we used to daven on Shabbos morning in the old Beis Medrash. So people came in, a family came in once on a Shabbos morning. Their son is bar mitzvah. They wanna give him an aliyah or something. Then they wanted to take photographs as they were taking the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh. They wanted to take photographs with their son. So we told them, you can't take photographs, and we can't pose for your photographs either. You're not allowed to take photographs. It's a malacha.